The kids now they all feed on it. Run to the mountain top.
Alright, so there you have it. That track right there is entitled Identity. It's the first, the opening track of the album, actually. So we have Protek Ilasheva back on the phone lines this morning. Let's go get it. You're pro.
Boss.
Okay, fantastic. Now, so I think this is better. We can have a better conversation as we delve into the album listening session of your latest album, Counterculture. Yeah. Alright, so let's start off from the cover art. So the cover art is quite interesting, yeah. It has you, looking like what I'll see on a rosary or something like that. What exactly inspired this cover art?
Okay. Firstly, my team and I were aiming at something very controversial, something out of the, you know, norm, out of the ordinary and stuff. And we had a couple of ideas, and I sent to my big brother, my mentor, Soul Snatcher, and he was like, "Nah, you want conversations, you want to talk about it, what you just sent to me," and I was like, "Okay." So Snatcher and I went back and forth, like, "Okay, it's okay. Why not?" You're trying counterculture. I said yes. It's okay, why not? And you're coming from the Christian angle. You're Christian, yeah, and all of that. So why not? You're Christ-like, you know. Why not combat that? You know. And he went online, watched the picture of the original picture I sent to me. He said, "We can work with this." And I was like, "Wow." Immediately I saw the picture, I fell in love with it. I didn't know how it was going to come out,
right?
You know, and stuff. Already I was having conversation with Angelo, you know, so we were going back and forth on the creative direction on how we wanted it to be and stuff. I wouldn't lie to you, we stopped. You know, the moment I just called Angelo and sent the pitch to Angelo, Angelo was like, "Wow, this is what we need.
Wow.
This will create conversation. This give us talking points." I was like, "Wow, okay, let's do this." That was how we did it.
Wow.
Shout out to Soul Snatcher. God bless you, sir.
And have you come, I mean, have you gotten any negative feedback or anybody just saying, "Oh man, what are you trying to do on that? I mean, what's the meaning of that? Like, what's that?
Yeah, immediately Emma posted, tweeted some days back. I had like several backlash. Someone just came from nowhere. I was like, "When I don't start again, to the minute Jesus." So I just ignored that and stuff. But before then, I had some too. You know, people saying, "We know you're trying to be creative, but don't you know you're going too far? Don't you know you're, you know?" The only question I asked is, I said, "This is just a picture, you know. Are you sure that is Jesus Christ? You want to see Jesus Christ? Look at me." You know, and stuff. Christ is me, man. So, wow. What I just did basically was, the ones I could engage, I engaged. The ones I couldn't, you know, but the most inspiring thing was, I received a message from a Reverend Father, a Catholic Reverend Father yesterday. I was inspired, you know.
Wow.
He started by, "I wish I can launch the message I sent to you." He started by analyzing the artwork to the music to, and I was like, "What?"
Wow.
You know, I was like, first of all, he introduced himself, Father, so I'm a Reverend Father, you know, blah blah blah. I was like, "What?" You know, and he went on. So that for me is a goal, is encouraging.
Wow.
A clergy, you know, on that level, you know, recognize what I'm doing. He understands the angle I'm coming from. It's a goal.
Wow.
You know, and the fact that he's affecting lives already is a goal for me.
Wow. Amazing. That's really good to hear.
Yeah.
Good to hear. All right. So in the track we just played right now, titled Identity, You touched on quite a number of things, and like I said to you before now, this particular album is actually, it sounds like one of the albums you need to sit down and listen to. This one is not for just, it's not just for grooving, it's for listening. You touched on a number of things that had to do with how music is a tool of influence for culture. And how a lot of people, sometimes we don't even know why we are doing what we are doing, but it's subconsciously driven by the internet, by the media, and all of those things like that. The song also wraps up talking about how a lot of people just take Bible verses and then they kind of interpret it out of context, and then they find themselves in erroneous doctrines. So can you... shed some more light as to what identity is truly about, the track?
First of all, okay, let me start from the back. You know, the outro of the record, on that record, is like the intro to track two.
Okay.
So the whole album is like a movie. You know, is you need to sit down, understand, okay, the connection. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Identity as a track is basically talking about people losing their identity to in quotes trends, to stuff they feel they have to do, you know, because it has done that way, because someone is saying it has to be done that way, you know. I mean, I spoke from some young star like 2 years ago saying a major superstar asking to swear Oracle, you know, before he could get signed and all of that.
Wow.
And the guy didn't deny it. He came and he responded and said yes. He said he didn't do it. Say you're not a man or something like that. You say okay. He said sorry. He said success is not for the weak.
Wow.
That's what he said. You know, and we know how many people get into this, you know, because in course they won't be successful. You know, we know how many people do wrong things just because of the numbers. We see all of this. You understand? Mm-hmm. And we know. So Clever was telling me a while back that I can't leave my children in front of the TV alone.
Mm.
I said I can't leave my children in front of the TV alone. You know, because you become what you see.
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah.
Whether you like it or not, you become. If you constantly keep your peace on something, constantly you become that thing. You know, it's subconsciously. It grows into your identity. You understand?
Mm.
So basically, that track is just, you know, reminding ourselves, reminding, even including myself, you know, because sometimes we can get crazy about, no, we want to get numbers, we want to, you know, and we miss the point. You know, we miss why we are here. You know, is this why I'm here? Is this why I'm doing this? Acquiring numbers is good. You know, but to whose detriment, to what detriment, you know. So basically, identity is just, you know, bringing us back to our consciousness, bringing us back to say, hey, you know, the videos and the audios, the radio is leading these kids astray.
Mm.
You know, is right time we look at most videos I've seen today are soft porn.
Mm.
The music we hear on radio today are audio porn, if I may say that.
Right, right.
You know, so I think it's something we should look into. I think it's something that should be addressed, you know. And who better to address it than us, you know? So that's basically the idea behind identity.
Wow. Okay, so we have 12 tracks on this album. I might not be able to touch on all of them, obviously, but I will just pick up on a few things that you know, contribute to the main elements of this. Now, let's touch on hip-hop, as it were. A lot of people believe that, you know, hip-hop, real hip-hop, you know, hardcore hip-hop is, you know, is dead. In the middle of all of that conversation, you bring an album that's that is pure in terms of hip-hop elements. And an album that, you know, could date back to a couple of years ago when hip-hop was still, like, very much on the mainstream. Why would you make that kind of a move right now?
First of all, Ongutola, I'm special, you know, and it still boils down to track two, identity, who you are, recognizing who you are, you understand? Because every other person is doing it this way doesn't mean when you do it this way, it has to work. You have to understand, you have the extraordinary strategies on the inside of you. Sit down with him, with the Holy Spirit, fellowship, and understand, okay, what's the direction? How should I go about this? Unlike you, Kutola, I shortlisted 4 people to AMR on my album, this album, you know, because of what the Holy Spirit, you know, the blueprint the Holy Spirit gave to me. I have 4 people in mind here, and I approached the program from MI to Frank Edwards to Oscar to IBK Spaceship Boy, you know, because I knew the direction I was going to, you know, and I don't want a situation whereby I know I had to be smart about it, you know, from consent to acceptance. You understand? I know I have to be strategic about it. You know I have to be musical about it. You know, and if you check the list of these people, the names of these people I mentioned, yeah, there's something that ties them. Sonically, they are sound. You know, you cannot question MI's musical intelligence. You cannot question Frank Edwards' musical intelligence. If IBK Spaceship Boy, no, leave that one alone. You understand? Oscar, the same thing. You understand? So you cannot question their music intelligence. But could I offer them? Could I afford them? I couldn't. Plus, they were very busy at the time. You understand? But every moment I had with them, I made sure I'm not missing.
Our phone lines keeps tripping, but we'll keep trying it out. I apologize to those who are plugged into the show. Our phone conversations are a lot more clearer than this and smoother than this normally. I don't know. Today just seems to be an exception, but we are working on it to make sure that it's fine. Hello, Pro.
Well, can you hear me?
Yes, I can now.
Okay. So I said from IBK to, excuse me, to Oscar, to every moment I had with them, I had to maximize it because I knew what I was about to do, you know. And when he said it was time, I knew it was time, you know. And getting these guys, IBK for Christ's sake is in America right now, big. Getting IBK to want to listen because it's busy is the one thing. Getting MI to listen. Getting Frank Edwards is always on the road. To listen is another thing. You know, Oscar is always busy and stuff. So, I had to, every knowledge I get from this one idea, okay, because like, I think this music is on this side, you need to do this. I go back, because 80% of the production was done by me. You understand?
Yeah.
So, I have to go back and say, okay, see, because in as much as I would, at the end of the day, I would have failed if I didn't communicate. This whole project would have been a flop if I wasn't communicating. And communication doesn't necessarily mean the lyrics. Communication doesn't necessarily mean my verses. You know, it's music in totality. You understand? So, it's hip-hop, yeah, but is it sweet to the ear? You know, I think the answer is yes. You understand? You'd listen. wow, what's this guy? Wow. Especially if you are, if you like melody a lot, you'll be like, wow, okay, yeah. Okay. Then you want to listen to what he's saying. You know? So with that, it's hip hop though, but very melodious.
Yeah.
It's hip hop though, but it's like candy to your ears. It's sweet. You understand? Mm. You, it will hold you to get the message.
I noticed that you played along a lot with the melody, and of course the those you featured on your hooks as well.
Yeah.
You know, just to ensure that it sounded really cool like that. Now you've talked about Frank Edwards, you've talked about IBK Spaceship Boy, Oscar, and MI, who contributed in the production process. Now, gets me to thinking, some of your biggest songs, Protek, were done single-handedly. I mean, you were done with no guest appearances.
Yes, sir.
Amen being a good example.
Yeah.
So most of your songs that really did well, did big, did not have any features. So
yes,
with that one, I'm wondering, what's contributed to you deciding to feature those who featured on the track? On the album, we have guest appearances by MI, by Vector, by Brain, by Kendrick, let's even spotlight a bit more on MI and Vector. What exactly informed your decision to have them on your album?
For MI, I sent, when I was working on the record Identity and I Got Love, the only person I heard, the only rapper I could hear on that record was MI. That's the truth. You know, the only rapper I needed someone that could express what I was expressing, that could feel what I was expressing as a rapper, you know. So, you know, with MI, I prayed about it, and I had a lead into it. And I reached out to M. I was like, okay, M, I want you on this record and stuff. He said, okay, please send it over. I sent it over, and he sent me, he started chatting with me. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
The moment he got the record, he started chatting with me, and he now said, okay, you know what, let me just send you a voice note. He sent me, that was the voice notes you heard on the...
Yeah, before the track.
Yeah, he now sent me a voice note, and he said, it was very long though, we have to cut it. He now said, he has been listening to the songs, you know, the song sounds very personal and past. You know, he said, as far as it's concerned, no addition, no subtraction.
Mm.
You understand?
Okay.
That it is good to go. He said, but what we can do, he said, if I still insist, he will jump on it. But what we can do is I should allow him create a third option.
Okay.
Do you understand? And the moment I heard that, I was like, Baba, more songs. That means more songs. More songs. More songs for me. And he said, hey, then if we like the one with MI, we go with the one with MI. I knew I was going to like the one with MI anyway. The one done by MI anyway. You know, I was like, more options for me. He said, I have an idea. Let me just do it then. Edit. I didn't know what the idea was. You know, I didn't know what he was thinking. He didn't tell me. Well, Uncle Tala, I promise you that the moment MI sent the record in at about 5 a.m. or 4 a.m., the moment the record came in, he called me that, check the WhatsApp. And I picked up my phone, plugged my headphones on. And the moment I heard that, the chorus and everything, a stream of tears just trickled down my cheek. I was like,
wow.
I stepped out of my room and I went into my brother's room, who happens to be my manager. I was like, I woke him up, I was like, you need to listen to this. My brother plugged the headphones and stuff, and he just started speaking in tongues.
Wow.
You know, and that moment, because before then, we had not discussed the theme of the album with MI.
Okay, he was not even totally aware of that at the time.
The thing, he was not aware of the thing. You know? So, everything just worked. And we're like, wow. Wow. You know, and at the end of the day, he was expecting my verse that day I had an event. It was on a Saturday. I had to travel. You know, I came back on a Monday morning. You know, that was when I recorded my verse, and we did it and got choir to come in, and that was it.
Because he sounded very, very vulnerable on that track. Like he was basically just sharing his life's experience and sharing his naked truth and his naked experience with people.
Yeah. He trust me, and I appreciated it so much that it shows that, man, it's telling you that even a fan, the opening of his verse caught me. Like, see, forget the success. Behind the success, there's something, there's a story.
Mm.
You understand? You see someone on top. Yeah, before he got there, there was a story. Now listen to the story.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I give God this, and God gave me glory. You know what? Everything, I was like, wow. So obviously, you know that Emma has a relationship with God.
Mm.
After listening to that, you know that, Baba, this guy, he just came vulnerable. He came blare, like, see me, man.
Mm.
Nothing. I am useless without you, Lord. Father, useless. I'm totally useless. I can't do this alone. I can't take the next step without you. I immediately fell in love with the record.
Wow. Let's play a little part of that song right now for those who have not heard it, and then we'll be right back to talk some more.
Yes, sir. On my own, nobody can understand that I need a helping hand. Feeling like I'm far from home, can't do it alone. I need you, Father, I need you. Need you. Say, Father, I need you. Father, I need you, I need you, 'cause I can't do this alone. When you're looking at a finished product, just always know it was a before. It's part of my story that not too many people know. Got a chance to go abroad to school in 1998 without really having finances. Yo, my fees was always late, man. Started skipping class, early signs of depression. Kept it all inside. You know what happens when suppression and sadness go together. It was recipe for disaster. Failure around the corner, my spirit was sinking faster. I failed. They shipped me back to the country I went to secure a visa. The officer told me bluntly, she said, you failed the first time, no second chances. Everything around me crumbling, needed to find some answers. And yes, the reason I share this story is just to inspire you that my pathway from grace to glory is blessed by the maker of all creation. I gave him my situation, he turned it to celebration. And yes, I struggled to find my way.
Hey,
searching for a better day. I gave him
I'm with you. The line keeps tripping, but we're going to keep trying. It's 10:59. We're about to enter the 11 o'clock hour. So the listening session is just going to spill into the 11 o'clock hour a bit. Please stay with us. This is the Praise O'Clock Show. We've got Protek Ilasheva talking about his brand new album, Counterculture. Yes, you were saying, Pro.
He ended his verse like, I gave him my situation and he turned it to celebration.
Mm.
You know, like, I surrender all. I was like, not do it without you.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm coming at your feet, like, I'm at your feet right now, you know, and come on.
Amazing stuff.
You know, and, you know, basically.
Okay, yeah, you know what, Protek, let's face it, yeah, you have two of the most celebrated rappers in Nigeria on your track. Yes, and these two guys are not, there's a perceived beef between both of them, and yet you then brought both of them on your album. Of course, I'm talking about Vector. We just talked about MI now talking about Vector. So what exactly is going on right here?
First of all, if there was anybody to do that, I'm not saying I'm like peace ambassador, UN peace ambassador or something, but if there's anybody to who could, you know, I don't know what is there as regards to that, but Victor Zone was Victor and MI we've already had conversations like the Rick stuff in a walk. Victor Zone came later. I think Victor's record was like the last record on the album. Yeah?
Mm.
Victor's record was like the last record on the album. You know, Kendrick produced the record, did the hook, and brought it to me, and I was like, wow, this is massive. You know? And I laced my verse, and I was praying about it. I just wanted it to be a short song at first. My verse, Kendrick starts in the chorus, my verse, Kendrick comes again, then the singing part of my verse ends the record, you know. Then I was praying, the Spirit of God just kissed him out of Victor. I was like, Victor, why not? You know, I've only met Victor like three times. So like, I met Victor three times just before this record, you know. One was at Universal Music rather, their office. The other one at an event about, you know, twice at Universal Music, and the other one at... So I met Victor just like three times. Then I knew Pastor G mentioned to myself and Tanjan that Victor mentioned something to him about my concert and stuff, that man, gospel guys are doing good and stuff, that some guys protect me. So I knew he had an idea who I was.
Right.
Who I was, you understand. So he even when we met, you know, we got introduced to each other and stuff, man. Cool dude. I won't lie to you. Mm. But that is a cool dude. Very cool dude. Eventually I called Sosnacha again. I was like, hey, Bomi, I was not like, have you prayed about it? I said, I'm telling you, I received an instruction. He was not like, then do it, you know? And he said, if it's not from God, you would know.
Mm.
I said, okay. I now reached out to Victor, and guess what? Victor was like, come to the house. You know, it stays not too far from me. We drove down and he heard the music. He was like, wow, I love this. You know?
Oh.
I was like, you do? Yeah. He said, he asked the question. He was like, why do you want me on the record? And I said, Victor, the truth is, you've been through a lot. Yeah? I know for one that your father, your late father happens to be a clergy. You understand?
Mm.
You're from that background. So to a certain extent, you should have a personal relationship with God. You know? And with all you've been through, you know, the court case, the 50 millionaire debt, the 70 millionaire debt and stuff, you know, and you came out of it painless and stuff.
Mm.
It's not because you are the best lawyer. It's not because you are metaphorically gold and you swept the judge off his feet or off his feet and stuff. It's not because you're a fine boy. It's not because you are, it's God, you know, and stuff.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah. And I said, I want to hear that story. I would want people to hear that side of you. I was like, yeah, that's true. And we had very interesting conversation.
Nice.
It was a very interesting person to be with.
Nice.
You know, we had very interesting conversation there. We recorded this song. Then something happened that I cannot say right now, which we, myself and Snatcher, agreed that that's the reason God wanted us to do the record.
Wow.
Something glorious happened.
Wow.
You know? So that's the story behind.
Amazing, yeah, amazing. Yeah. I like the sound of that. The fact that almost every guest appearance on the album, there's like a story around it. Let's take one of the story. We're going to talk about one more story about the guest appearance on the album, which I'm sure you will be willing and happy to share about, which is No Hook. But just before we play No Hook...
There's no way I would do an album, a project without the rooftop.
I know that.
Those are my daddy. Anytime, anything.
All right. So just before we talk about that, let's just play a bit of Life of God that features Vector and Kendrick, and so people can have a feel of that. Let's go.
Yeah, what's up for Kendrick? Kendrick is coming smoking, man.
Man, that dude is
bringing him to your office.
Ah, I would love to meet him. He's got a great sound.
Yes, he does. Yeah.
Wow. Life of God. Let's go.
Because I did show off the kind of life we had. I have the life of God.
Hey.
Yeah.
When the sitters are casting down, I'm lifted up. Blessings to carry me, man, I'm lifted up. No challenges can ever make me give it up. It's obvious I'm chilling with the most high. Things are looking up. Like God carried me for head like dreadlocks. Every door is open onto me. I'm up, no locks. Favor child, not be locked. Never try, no go walk. No quicksand, my feet stand on the solid rock. Lord, your love now is grace. You got me so amazed. You are everything I need to win this race. Blessings, nights, and blessings, days. My enemies go full of one way, come. Flee seven ways, and lights on the world. When I come, you see brighter days. None of them, they ask me where I'm from. I say, heaven ways. So like KICC, I give them the
winning ways.
That's my life. You get reason why I'm bad boy, become the vibe. You get reason why they pay me just to do a
cipher.
You get reason why I laugh at you, then for raise me. My dust is not your friend, ask who raised me. Easy. It's poisonous, yes. It was the poisonous. I mean, having guns was also toys to us. A reckless life, and someone wrecked his life. And how did I survive the mentality? I guess it's life, and somehow, someway, I am on my way, and I admit my sins as I stand today. And nobody say I know, no say I know, deserve this grace. Motoro aforiji, if it be like say I Chris. But I'm telling the truth when I say I'm blessed. You hear? I somehow get compensated for the days I stressed. You hear? And that's me counting my blessings to the stage I slept. You hear? Though I have a huge pile of debt. You hear? I'm blessed.
What a tune right there. I'm blessed.
Thank you, sir.
Big tune. Hey guys, go check out the album Counterculture by Protect. It's available everywhere. And all the songs just have this mellow, it's just a bit melancholic in some way, but calls your attention to listen closely to what God is saying through him to you. So let's get straight to talk about No Hook right now. I had a conversation with Snatcher on the show a few weeks ago. And he did actually mention that there was something coming, and how he talked about how he got to know about Kendrick, and he said it was through the album we were working on. He also talked about the journey of Rooftop MCs and how there was a point where, you know, he was just trying to use his senses to get maybe like a rooftop clan and all of those kind of things, but that at the end of the day, you had to listen to what God was saying at the time. So I know there's a very cordial, deep relationship between you and Snatcher, and of course, you and So Clever. I think, by the way, I think So Clever is one of the greatest lyricists in Africa. Okay, that's
he's my favorite rapper in Africa. I'm not joking.
So
Snatcher will tell you the same thing. So Clever is his favorite rapper in Africa.
So here we go. No Hook. What's the story behind No Hook?
I got a couple of beats from Jonah the Monarch producer at the cut.
Okay.
You know, I wanted to break on where we just pause. You know, okay. And a record where we'll just spaz and also edify, you understand?
Okay.
And who best to get on such record for the Rooftop MC? You know, so we had So Clever came through to the house, came by the house. We had So Snatcher on FaceTime on a video call and stuff. So we're discussing about the record and stuff. And I'd not recorded my verse, but I'd written. So I spat my verse for Clever, you know, and Clever was like, okay. I spat my verse for Snatcher, I was like, okay. So already we had idea on how the record should go. Okay, we'll make chorus come now. Chorus will be cool. I am not joking, Uncle Tola. Chorus come now. We went back and forth. This idea. Chorus no Greek come. And the beautiful thing about working on Rooftop MCs is that there's no boundary with Rooftop MCs.
Mm.
That is why I love them. Mm. You understand? There's no, by the book. No. We were in that, you know, like, man, let's get this thing done. So Clever now says, I ain't got no hook for this. We were just at the same time, man, that's the chorus. I was like, are you for real? At the point, sometimes I was like, well, guys, are you for real? I ain't got no hook for this. That's how it stopped. I ain't got no hook for this. Maybe there's a hook for it. That's how it stopped. You know? And wow, Clever came with a killer verse.
Killer.
You know?
Oh, Lord.
I came second. Snatcher came, mm-hmm, and it so perfectly,
you know with some wit and humor.
Will bring humor.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you know, he has to bring in humor and all of that.
Yes, so.
You know, I won't lie to you. When Snatcher played the record for Mode 9, Jonah just called me. I was like, "Patek, how Mode 9 to hear a song where I produce for you?" I said, "That's Snatcher." He said, "But then this song is a boy. You gave this guy a classic. I need my own." So I think when it comes to hip hop, arguably that particular record will go down as one of the greatest hip hop records of all time.
Right.
As far as I'm concerned.
Right.
It's a powerful record.
It was so powerful. He couldn't have a hook.
Yes.
It could not be hooked. It could not be hooked down.
It could not be hooked down.
Even in a lockdown.
Even in a lockdown. Akutola, you should come by the studio, no time. We need a 16 from you, man.
Come on now.
So that's the story. Wow. We had no hook.
Mm.
We literally had no hook. Like, wow. Bro, no hook. There was no chorus for the song. No, I won't lie to you. There's nothing like trying to sugarcoat it. There was no chorus. We didn't have, even when after recording the song, the rabbi listened to it, and I was like, oh, we love this record. Are you guys sure? He called me aside and said, you have to Rooftop MCs on the record, and you want to just do no hook and go. He said, would you come up with a chorus now? He sat down, I sat down. We had Snatcher on the phone too. Nothing came out. Nothing until I think he took it to Universal Music.
Mm.
They heard the record and they all fell in love with the record. Like,
Wow.
He's the country manager of Universal. He was like, what?
Wow.
This is, you know. That was when he now said, man, okay, I think there's something to this record. For people, I don't know what we are not hearing. For people to be hearing what we are not hearing, man.
Wow. Amazing stuff. I should thank you, actually. I should thank you for bringing together Rooftop MCs. I mean, we've missed a lot of that. And just you having them on that track is a gift to all hip-hop lovers, especially those we love.
I saw a tweet by Osage. You remember Osage, the metal chick?
Yeah.
A tweet by Osage. She said, I never knew how much I've missed Rooftop MCs until I heard No Hook.
Right.
That was, as in, I was like, I just went there, I quoted the tweet and say, hashtag bring back our Rooftop MCs. And I mentioned Sadie and Clever.
Yes,
we need
man, it was so refreshing hearing them on that track. So refreshing. I mean, and they brought it the Rooftop style. Okay, so before we wrap it up on this session, it's gonna be very unfair for me not to play some part of No Hook. I mean, I need to play a part of that. I must play a part of that. And after this one, we'll come back for the final round of the final lap of the interview. No hook. I ain't got no hook for this.
In another category, Lord, I give you all the glory. Put my trust in God's plan. Raise hands, we change the story. Look beyond my flaws and gay man's your very glory. Patient with me, Lord, and to you I'm important. Stepped into the Jordan, brought me through the floor then. Wash me in your blood and I don't join God then. Now I understand with my speech I can reach. See that Abraham like the sand on the beach. The bro walking on water, his word, my bread and butter. I flew, I do not stutter, your pro, pass me the water. Signs of the times, pray to God that they blow. Lines of the rhymes, if you know, then you know. Amy and my diamond, light shine like diamond. Coulda, I'm a fire gun, just to low inspire one. Let us see, I leave behind, this MC renewed your mind. If you seek him, you will find, took his word and made it mine.
I ain't got no hook for this.
Sick with to a show. Never left through before any held his amateurs trying to play pro. Oh no, we won't stop dishing out the flow. This ain't the one buzz. I bring the maximum curriculum. The tech of full effect of shit. Best respect when I be on the mic. A ton tables like funk flex. Don't test this god MC. Born a prophecy. Flow so miraculous can make the plan see. So ill the mama stay in line. Bottom line is the end time. I decided how to find the apocalypse. The prophet spoke of it in the book of Revelation. Nations against nations. It's global warming and it's cold world. Earthquake, man, the heart aches from the break. Take a sec, wait to free yourself from those mental shackles. Brothers killing brothers. Feels like a modern day came for Abel. What?
Hey, let's go.
Well, if you ever did me foul, I pass on the free throw. This time I'm letting hate go. That stuff is too lethal. One goal, love God, love people, that's simple. Anything else after that, hell no. You can argue by the 10th, I give 100. And you can dance around the fence while I stay grounded. Let me raise your IQ, I knew you're scared of heights. Man of Christ, Lord Almighty, show you that it's not by might. When it comes to the jabs they're throwing at me, well, I just bob and weave like I'm Molly.
I'm
this real alone, I stay steady.
And
if you need it done, Lord, I'm ready. Understanding is your go-to's go-to. Cut the middle man and walk the path that he shows you. Don't take my words the wrong way, like bad direction. Christ is the only way, no complications.
Oh, man.
Don't take my word the wrong way,
like a wrong direction. Such a tune, guys. Go get it. Go get it. No Hook is the title. It's track number, I think track number 5 or so on the Counterculture album. So, hey, guys, go get it. Go get it. Track number 6. I meant to say track number 6. Okay, so before I let you go, Protek, so on the album, yeah, you talked about something that I, as your friend, can relate with, being the fact that you don't look like the preacher man. The look... You know what? See, let me confess. Let me confess. Yes, I said something on the show this morning. So yesterday, I was hosted on an interview chat on one of those platforms, and they were asking me how should a gospel artist look like? How should a gospel artist? What should a gospel artist post on the social media? Like what? How should a gospel artist appear on social media so people can know he or she's a gospel artist? And so I was trying to make them understand that it's not just about being a gospel artist, but about being a Christian. And then I said, you know what? Let me give you an example. And I'm even going to mention names right now. So I mentioned your name. I said, does anybody know Protek? And so I described Protek, a typical Protek to them, with the earring in his ears, with the chain on his neck, with the singlet and the knicker and the Timberland boot he's probably wearing, and the dreadlocks on his head. And then while I was saying all of that, I was also trying to buttress or kind of tie to one of the tracks you have on your album. I think it's called, I think it's the last track, Jesus Is Real, about how you approached some girl, you rolled over to some girl, and then you're trying to tell her about Jesus, but she thinks you're probably trying to, hook up with her or something, and you're like, no. Right. Okay, so now, I want us to wrap up talking about this, about the image a lot of people have about, in quote, the preacher man, and about what the preacher man should actually be. Why I am very particular about this question is because the cover art, and I believe the theme of your album kind of centers around this as well. It is evangelism in a different way. Just like you can see the picture of Jesus, but it's in a counterculture type of way as to what religion will believe. So let's break that down. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Before I delve into that, I want to read a message from what's his name? From someone. Okay, let me not mention his name. From country manager of one of the biggest media companies in the world. He sent me a message yesterday morning by praying. He said, may God bless you beyond your imagination for this project, bro. Can't pray that enough. And he went on by saying, the most inspiring and culturally relevant gospel album by a Nigerian I have ever listened to.
Wow.
I got this message and I was like, Jesus Christ. This is coming from this is coming from the country manager of Viacom. Do you understand? I was like, wow. You know? And I saw him completely in love with this project. God bless you, bro.
Wow.
It ministered to them in a different way.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to wait suit and tie. I probably would have, the world have even listened to me if I'd come with suit and tie. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
If I'd come and say, let's raise up our hands and worship God tonight, he wouldn't have even listened.
Trust me
on that. I know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
They might even listen, but it won't even drive. It might not have driven home the way it drove home. Do you understand? Jesus Is Real is a real life situation. Last year, the backlash was mad. Last 2 years, the backlash was mad. We went on a tour last two years with Rap Nation. I was wearing shorts and baseball hat, face pack, and the presence of God was strong during performances and stuff. And we made a call, people came out, there was an impartation thing and session. We started laying hands on them and stuff. It's called impartation, you have to lay hands out. We started laying hands and stuff. prayed with them, the ones we could pray with, the ones we, you know, and stuff. The picture went viral, and bro, they are, we see here, are you sure now the demon in the past? You know, it was crazy. You know, they expect me to, even after my concert, there was on my page, I don't think it's still there, on my page, one guy came to scatter me. what am I doing with the dreads, with these blah blah blah, I think it's victory after the concert that I'm celebrating of glory to Jesus and stuff. Someone is calling me to tell me you think it's victory, what nonsense, blah blah blah, I should go and check myself, I should go and pray. No, the one that struck me the most, I should go and pray for forgiveness. You know, and I should repent, you know. Because I was like, you know, so basically that's the idea behind Jesus' way. Jesus is really my bagger. Jesus is really my shotmaker.
Yeah.
Jesus is really the Range Rover. You know, wherever I come, Jesus is real. I can preach the gospel. It doesn't have to be in suit and tie. It doesn't have to be on a pulpit.
Yeah.
For Christ's sake, I've led people to Christ in traffic. Like, just stop. What happened to the guy? Are you born again? Let's stop. Blah, blah, blah. The hell down. And we pray. He made the confession, the salvation prayer. And I go back into my car. We move.
Wow.
And, you know, at the mall, the same thing. So it doesn't have to. There's no rules to this. You understand? There's no rules to this. So that's what I'm trying to say. I'm just trying to say, Jesus, there's no rule. You know, Jesus went to different places to preach. He didn't just preach in a synagogue. He went to different places to preach. So you won't tie me down and say, Prophet, it has to be this way. It has to be, no, where tailor trouser, where suit and tie. You know, Baba Gremapa, look hot. My brother, I don't like this tie. Yeah, this tie I like. You won't preach because of say I like Dada. Hey, my Dadana. That by force. You don't understand.
Yeah.
So, with God, it's come as you are.
Yeah,
you understand? Come as you are. But you know, the word of God is the most powerful tool ever, and the word of God ain't gonna change you. You know, we expect it. I don't make a good person now. I don't be vexed. That's why I like the music speaking. I don't be vexed. You know, all the things is seriously, it's painful. It's very, very painful. You do these same Christians come at you and be like, no, you are, why are you not wearing suits? I don't get that. Like, that's so shallow. That's so shallow. Say, no. Before now, it used to be hip hop is demonic. Is I ask some question, I say, okay, as far as I'm concerned, yeah. The devil does not have the ability to create. The devil only corrupt. So, as far as I'm concerned, the genre of rap or hip hop wasn't created by the devil. The devil only corrupted it.
Wow.
Do you understand? So, are you saying, for example, because it's a vehicle in which I'm using to preach the gospel. Do you understand? So, because I say that they use armed robbers, they use motor, they rob.
Does not make the car bad.
Nobody uses motor. I don't know.
I get you. Yes.
It doesn't make any logical sense, you know, or spiritual sense. So you're saying the argument then was like hip hop is this, hip hop is for riffraff, hip hop is for demons, hip hop is for this. Do you know how many kids have given their lives to Christ through rap music? The first concert I went in my life, that I saw miracle happen. I'm not talking about Crusade. I'm talking about musical concert. Was the Rooftop MC's concert?
Wow.
In Unilag. That was the first concert, musical concert that I saw miracle happen. Kule the chop up for stage. You climb speaker. with normal sense, you be like, God cannot use this guy. What God used it? Light on, slick rapper and everything. Kobams was just on the stage singing and miracle happened. So who are you to Holy Spirit personal assistant? I see you, well done. carried on. So, Akutola is basically that's the inspiration behind Jesus is real.
Wow.
Jesus is real in everything I do.
Yeah.
In the way I handle my situation, in the way, I need, it's a powerful confession too.
Wow, amazing stuff. Now, we've talked quite a bit about the album. Before I let you go, I'd like you to say something to everyone listening right now about how they can go get that album.
Firstly, I want to thank everybody. I want to thank everyone that reached out to me. Umkrella has been, these past few days have been very emotional for me. I mean, in less than 24 hours, I can only see the numbers on AudioMark. In less than 24 hours, the album did times three of what's it called?
Evan Indigen.
What Evan Indigen did in 4 months.
Wow.
I'm not joking, bro. The album is deep times three in less than 24 hours. That was Evan Indigen did in 4 months. So it's been the love has been real, man. I won't lie to you. I mean, I've been receiving calls home and abroad about how, someone called me and she was telling me that she lost a friend of ours committed suicide, and she said, "I wish she listened to this album. She was to be alive." And she was crying when she was talking to me. I wish she listened to this album. She was to be alive. So I'm telling her the love is really, really is real, and that sort of shows that while I was preparing for the album, because I disturb Smart and Clever a lot. They know I'm a child that they cannot. They cannot push me away. Trump has said something to me. People think all you need is for God to breathe on this album. And I held on to that. To this project that you're working on, all you need is for God to breathe on it. And I held on to that. Uncle Tola, do you know that I dropped an album without a budget? Without a professional budget? Without one naira? As I'm talking to you, Uncle Tola, without one naira. I got a distribution deal miraculously. So, if you're listening to me, you're younger teeth, and you feel, and you feel there's no hope. My brother, hold on. My sister, hold on. As long as you're not doing this for yourself, as long as you are doing this for God, God will come through. Trust me, He comes through. I'm a perfect example.
Yeah.
I'm a perfect example. Kutola, I was in a mess when God asked me, when God said it's time for this album. And I was like, how? I was in my imperfection, God brought out this perfect, He brought out so much perfection in my imperfection. He brought out in, like they say, my mess, He made my mess the message. Do you understand? So He comes through regardless. This album, whatever he's saying, this project is ministering to me personally. It's ministering to me personally because I go back and listen. And I'm like, sometimes when we're mixing the record with Victor, I just start speaking in tongues. I just like, for no reason. And Kendrick too stopped and started speaking in tongues that he didn't say, I can't remember. because I just started speaking in tongues. But that's the effect the album put on me, and it's still having on me. So if you're out there and you're about to give up, please don't. Because you might just be that person that will save that guy from going to hell. You might just be that person that will save that guy from going to hell. Please don't give up.
Wow.
God comes through.
Yes, indeed.
Trust me, He comes through. He comes through.
No.
Just believe me.
Whoa, wow. Very inspiring stuff right there. Thank you. Thank you so much, Protek, for sharing your thoughts with us on the show today. It's been such an amazing album listening session, and we've shared enough reasons why everyone out there should go get the album. There's something in there for everybody. Thank you so much, Pro. God bless you. And
with the bomb with first, let me advertise.
Oh yeah, now.
I did. You guys should go and buy the album. Oh, you know, the first thing I be rich for. Before the first thing, I don't know I'm robber. We carry gun and they go rob people to make money. Buy the album for me. You can get the album on all stores, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, even on YouTube Music. The music is, the album is everywhere. Mm. God brought a good distribution company for me. He distributed the album very well. Yes,
wow.
You can get
it
there.
Amazing.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm so, so grateful for this.
Anytime, bro. Anytime. Blessings on blessings. Bless. Cheers, bro. God bless. Yes.
I love you, sir.
Yes, sir. Cheers. That was Protek Elasheva. Trust me, it was really hard getting him to be serious for that longer time. It's not always serious like that for so long. All right, so I'm going to leave you. I'm going to wrap up that listening session with this song. The one we're talking about is called Jesus is Real. Whatever you're wearing, whatever your outlook, Jesus is real. Jesus is real. Jesus is real. All right, here's the track. It's titled Jesus is Real right here on your Numero Uno Praise World Radio. Big shout out going out to Chigo's here this morning. I see your tweets. And of course, to every other person who's plugged in and joined the great stuff that we're feeding you from here. Jesus is real. Jesus is real. Listen up very closely.
With our short nicker, running body in Asia, just preaching the gospel, telling you Jesus died for you, that kind of thing.
See, they don't know the heaven's real. They don't know if they're going to go there. But I'm going to play my part by sharing the word.